Watch, COVID doctors blast vaccine mandates, censorship in front of Supreme Court. By Olivia Rondo on July 28, 2025. Washington, Dr. Stella Emanuel, a Texas physician known for treating thousands of COVID-19 patients with hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, joined fellow physicians Dr. Simone Gold, Dr. Mary Talley Bowden, and other experts in front of the United States Supreme Court, SCOTUS, on Sunday to demand accountability from those who mandated vaccines and censored opposing voices. The demonstration fell on the fifth anniversary of the 2020 White Coat Summit, where Emanuel and her colleagues went mega-viral as she claimed that hydroxychloroquine worked to save 350 COVID-19 patients at her Houston practice, Breitbart News reported. The original event garnered millions of views as it was streamed by Breitbart News, but Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook censored and restricted the video. Speaking to a crowd gathered outside SCOTUS, Emanuel recognized the five-year mark of when we stood here to tell the world that COVID is treatable, and we don't have to die. The Cameroonian-born doctor has since treated over 100,000 COVID patients with her team. After my team and I have treated 100,000 patients, today I can categorically say, not just anecdotally, that with my vast experience, that COVID was, and is still treatable, and we didn't need to die, Emanuel asserted. On her X page, she noted that less than 15 patients died after they came too late to be helped, and touted a MedPage article that called her the highest prescriber of hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in the U.S. Emanuel then introduced Gold, a doctor, lawyer, founder of America's Frontline Doctors, and former January 6th prisoner. Gold began, 5 years ago, we brought America's frontline doctors to these very steps. We knew something was legally wrong, not just medically, legally. Reflecting on how the original White Coat Summit was on its way to reaching a billion views before the video was taken down, she said, "Big Tech declared us the greatest threat on the planet, and they erased us." Mark Zuckerberg, I am still waiting for that apology, Gold continued. And I renew my challenge, a public debate on COVID and free speech. You testified in Congress that I was spreading misinformation. But you understood neither science nor free speech. And you are dead wrong. Emphasis on dead, as in dead people. Bowden, also from Houston, took to the podium to speak about uncomfortable facts on COVID vaccinations. Here's a fact, COVID has evolved into a cold. Yet an alarming number of Americans continue to get these COVID shots, she said. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, 23% of Americans got the latest version of the shot, and 9.5 million children. When we brought this to the public eye, the CDC's response was to just shut down the information. You can no longer find the vaccine update on our website, so we can only presume that this number is growing, and the government does not want us to know. Bowden went on to say that she treated over 6,000 COVID patients during the pandemic, and started to notice people that suffered a serious adverse event from the vaccine. We now know that at least 1 in 800 suffer a serious adverse event from this shot, which makes sense, because we all know somebody that was either harmed or killed from these shots, she continued. So many people are suffering, and yet our government is completely ignoring them. The anniversary summit also featured Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Angelina Ferrella, Rudo Shoko, Katarina Lindley, and Michael Kirkmore, who recently had charges against him dropped by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi after he was indicted in 2023 for helping patients get around vaccine mandates. Journalists and activists including Laura Logan, Tom Renz, and Silk of the Diamond and Silk Duo also spoke at the event. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.